This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Apu Gapak. Legendary singer and Padma Vibhushan awardee Asha Bhosle passed away at 92 in Mumbai today. She was admitted to a private hospital last evening due to a chest infection and exhaustion. Her last rites will be performed tomorrow at 4 p.m. at Shivaji Park in Mumbai. Asha Bhosle, with a career spanning over 8 decades, recorded over 12,500 songs in different languages. She was known for her versatility and sang many memorable melodies, from romantic songs and ghazals to peppy numbers. Asha Tai, as she was fondly called, was the younger sister of the late legendary singer and Bharat Ratna awardee Lata Mangeshkar, and a member of the famous Mangeshkar lineage. Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Min attended the conference on transformation of tribal lives through science and technological interventions, preserving language, faith and culture, held at Bharat Mandapam, New Delhi. It was organized by the Department of Science and Technology, Government of India, on the occasion of Silver Jubilee celebration of ITI Dun Sanskriti School, Dehradun. Min emphasized that Arunachal Pradesh stands as a unique example where development and tradition coexists in harmony. He highlighted that the state's rich tribal heritage, diverse language, and deep-rooted spiritual values are not developed obstacle to progress, but guiding forces for sustainable and inclusive development. On the occasion, Deputy CM was also honored with the prestigious Brahmaputra Gaurav Samman. Arunachal Pradesh will begin the house listing and housing census 2026 from 16 April. Self-enumeration will be open till 30 April, followed by home visits in May. Arunachal Pradesh Literary Society celebrated its 150th literary sitting at the Jawaharlal Nehru State Museum Auditorium in Itanagar today. To commemorate the occasion, APLS felicitated its pioneering founding members, Jumnya Siram, Nani Kojin, and Dr. Pegbaringu. The president also acknowledged other founding members, including Mamang Dai, Tony Koyu, Aaron Kole, and others, for their role in strengthening the foundation of the society. The society also honored noted authors Subitaba, Dr. Taro Sindhik, and Dr. Gumpi Nguso for bringing laurels to the state, including prestigious literary awards in 2025 and 2026. APLS President Waidi Tongchi noted that the society has been consistently organizing literary sittings on the first Sunday of every month to provide a platform and guidance to both emerging and established writers in the state. A mass social service drive was conducted yesterday at a black spot along the highway near the mental hospital in Mitpu, Doimukh. The initiative was organized by Mitpu Panchayat under the leadership of GPC Tana Domintara. GPMs, members of the Mitpu Youth Association, and village elders actively participated. GPC Tara issued a strict warning against littering and illegal dumping of waste and stated anyone found violating the rule will be fined 50,000 rupees with no excuses to be accepted. Calligraphy and Handwriting Improvement Workshop by Northeast Unique Calligraphy in collaboration with the Department of Education, Shiyomi District, is being held at Government Higher Secondary School, Mechuga. The workshop, which began yesterday, will continue till 16 April. With 70 enthusiastic students from various schools participating, this first-of-its-kind initiative for government schools in the district has been started on an experimental basis to encourage better handwriting, creativity, and discipline in learning. The second edition of Siang Volleyball Tournament was organized at Tuting in Upper Siang District by Spearhead Division of Spear Corps from 1st to 11th April. The event witnessed enthusiastic participation from the local populace, especially the youth. A total of 8 men and 3 women teams, each from various parts of the state, participated in the tournament. Security forces have destroyed 21 illegal bunkers in Ukhrul District of Manipur. Local police today said that they also seized 13 improvised explosive devices, IEDs, from Technopol District in a separate operation. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.